A further question with regard to Sfirat HaOmer is, does every individual have to count the Omer for themselves, or can one person listen to another person reciting Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer or whatever it is, and in that way fulfill the mitzvah through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh, just like we fulfill many other mitzvot through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh. On a Friday night, not everybody makes Kiddush themselves. One person recites Kiddush, and the people assembled, they listen carefully, and they fulfill their mitzvah by listening to what the Mekadesh is saying. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Pei Tetz, if Aleph says, "V'mitzvah kol echad lispor la'atzmo," it's a mitzvah for every individual to count the Omer by themselves. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hay brings a machloket poskim if that really means that you have to actually count yourself, or you can listen to somebody else. According to the Levush and the Chot Yaakov, because the Pasuk says, "Usfartem lachem," you shall count for yourselves, therefore it means that every individual has to count the Omer themselves. Just like with Lulav, "Ulkachtem lachem," every individual has to take the Arba Minim for themselves. So likewise, every individual has to count the Omer for themselves. But according to the Pri Chadash, it doesn't mean that. What a Sfartem Lachema means is that it's not just a mitzvah on the Beit Din to count on behalf of everybody, as they do for Shmitin and Yovlot, for the Shmita cycle and the Jubilee cycle, but that everybody has to be part of the mitzvah. But in principle, they could fulfill it by listening to somebody else counting. And in the Bi'ur Halacha, he says that it's actually a machloket in the Rishonim, and that according to Rashi, everybody should count for themselves, whereas according to the Ritz Geat, they can listen to the Shliach Tzibur, who will count on their behalf. In Sefer Harei Kedem, in the second volume, Rav Soloveitchik adds a further dimension why Shomer Ka'oneh shouldn't work in terms of Sfirat HaOmer, not because it says Usfartem Lachem, but because the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer is a mitzvah of counting, rather than a mitzvah of recitation. And the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh only works for something where the mitzvah is to recite something. The mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night is to recite Kiddush. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah on Purim is to read or recite the Megillah. But the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuot is a mitzvah of counting something. And another person can't do an act of counting on my behalf. Mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer is like a maaseh, an act, which Shomer Ka'oneh doesn't work for, rather than being a recitation for which Shomer Ka'oneh would work. The Achronim raise another couple of points about viable ways of counting the Omer. The Bi'ur Halacha discusses whether you're Yotzei if you count with Rashi Tevot, so you to say Hayom Lag Ba'Omer, rather than saying Shlosha Shloshim Yom. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph, he says that if a person counts in a mathematical way, then they fulfill their obligation. So if a person says, today is Arba'im Chaser Achat, 40 minus 1 days, that means 39 days, then they fulfill their obligation. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Eliashiv, though, say that if a person on the last day of the Omer were to say Hayom Yom Acharon La Omer, today is the last day of the Omer, then they wouldn't fulfill their obligation because they haven't counted any day. And it's brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish, say for Orchot Rabbeinu, that if on the first day a person were to say Hayom Yom Rishon Ba Omer, which doesn't translate easily, then also one hasn't fulfilled the obligation, because Rishon implies that this is just the beginning of the Omer, as opposed to Hayom Yom Echad La Omer, which today, you know, today is the first day numerically in the Omer. And that's the difference in the translation. Between English, we translate Hayom Yom Rishon Ba Omer as there's the first day of the Omer, but in Hebrew it means really the first of the days of the Omer, the beginning of the days of the Omer. Rav Zevin in Sefer HaMoedim BaHalacha, he points out that there's also a dion in the Achronim between Rabbi Akiva Eger and his uncle about whether or not one can fulfill the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer by writing it. Ad kan.